The mayors in black want you to know that we think Black Lives Matter. People of color matter. LGBTIQA plus lives matter. People with disabilities matter. We think all populations that have been systemically oppressed matter. We hear you. We see you. We know we benefit from these systems and we want to be better allies.
This episode of Mayors in Black is sponsored by Mel Miller and Mel Miller Equine Art, who ask you to join them for their Briarfest Artisans Gallery sales event. The shop will open on melmillerequineart.com at noon Pacific on July 9th. For more information, Mel Miller Equine Art on Facebook or Instagram.
Everybody, and welcome to Mayors in Black episode 45. This is the Model Horse Newscast for Briarfest 2020. Yeah. This is the podcast for hobbyists by hobbyists. I am Jackie. I am joined here by my talented and intelligent co-host, Heather.
Hello.
And today we have as our special guest the brilliant and talented Rachel Alford from Road to Briarfest.
Hi.
Yay!
Woo!
Welcome, Rachel.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. It's going to be right. Fun. It's going to be fun, people. All right.
So, thanks everyone for the shout-outs and compliments.
Still tuning into the diversity podcast. I love it. Anyway, no new countries. Still pulling for Iceland and Denmark.
Come on,
guys.
And Antarctica.
Yeah, that's the dream, is Antarctica. I don't know. So this is our Briarfest 2020 episode. This is the one you'd normally be listening to in the car.
On the way.
Because right now, Heather and I, we should be going up and down the mountains in West Virginia, mocking my poor deceased PT Cruiser and its inability to go up a hill.
And laughing about the time Kim tried to get us to eat pizza there.
It's not your father's pizza. Yes, Kim, that's exactly what I'm worried about.
We wanted to go to Five Guys, and Kim kept pinging us, going, no, there's this pizza place, blah, blah, blah. And Jackie was like, absolutely not.
I'm from the New York City area, folks. I will die before I eat pizza in West Virginia.
For people who don't know, that's Kim Bjorgothorn, and she is a wonderful person, but we were not about to take her advice.
She doesn't understand pizza at all. Anyway, this is the 2020 Briarfest show. So we're here with Rachel from Road to Briarfest. Be fun. Our next show will be the Briarfest wrap up episode, and is that the live one?
There's going to be one live one. We're going to stream Sunday night if we can pull it off. We're going to probably stream straight to Facebook.
Okay.
And Josh is going to engineer, since Facebook owns Insta, we'll port it over to Instagram.
Sweet.
Because that's where our two big blocks of
It would not make sense to go to a third platform at this game point in the game.
Yeah. And then we will do a recorded wrap-up show.
Okay.
I think it is. And then after that, I want to try and get Christina Lucas Francis to wrap up collectability.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Good. All right. We have one correction. Because we messed up a name.
Yes, we did.
We did. So it's Nikani.
Nikani Mead. We said
Nikani Mead.
Nikani or Nikani or something. But
yeah, it's that capital C that messed me up. Sorry.
Yep. Was it you or me? I don't even know.
I suppose probably me. I don't know. But that capital C tells me that's a new word. So I will not do that in the future. Nikani.
I don't know what the emphasis either. Is it Nikani or Nukani?
Well, that Nikani. Can be the correction for the next episode.
Yep, she can just tell us, hey, come on now.
Hey, dumbasses. Yeah.
Okay. So, we will be right back with the news.
Excellent.
Mel Miller and Mel Miller Equine Art invite you to join them for their Briarfest Artisans Gallery sales event. Some of the offerings include Longboy, a sooty dapple bay briar Altani with traditional handmade collar, will be available by auction July 9th through 12th. A painted Valentine medallion that will benefit the ACLU will be available by auction July 9th through 11th. Mel will reveal a brand new medallion and bust. The entire catalog of Mel Miller Equine Art unpainted medallions will be up for grabs. Previews of sales items will be available on the Mel Miller Equine Art Facebook page. The shop will open on melmillerequineart.com at noon Pacific on July 9th. For more information, Mel Miller Equine Art on Facebook or Instagram.
You're listening to the Mares in Black podcast.
Okay, we're back with the news. This is, before we get started, this is, we've stripped out a lot of the normal stuff out of this show just to focus on Briarfest, but we're still doing the news. The news is highly Briarfest focused, so...
Because it's Briarfest week,
it's
people!
I need to, like, open the door and make it 90 degrees in here and start sweating.
Right?
Yeah, I'm gonna go stand outside on my deck in a terrible outfit for, like, an hour to simulate the line experience. I think I'm going to get Dave to come be grumpy at me for a bit. That'll be great. We'll have a fight.
Yeah. So, like we just talked about, we're going to try and do a live stream Sunday night. We don't have any sort of interactions really hard planned. I know that we're kind of doing some of the ritual stuff with our friends, like sushi, and there's going to be a brunch online, so everybody can, like, bring their own food, and we can all talk to each other and have mimosas.
And stuff.
Depending on how it goes, we might go live during the weekend. What about you, Rachel?
I'm probably going to be going live on Saturday and Sunday.
And Rachel's Roach Briar Fest on Facebook, and that's her big...
We have Instagram as well mm-hmm. as various other platforms if anybody's not on Facebook.
Excellent.
You just set up a Discord server, right?
I did. It's under Road to Briar Fest. I think the link is on our Facebook group right now, but I'm probably going to share it again today, actually.
Okay. I Discord all the time. I'll go join that.
We just stood up our Discord channel, but we haven't made it public yet.
Yeah.
We also have swag coming. We've ordered the stickers and the buttons already, and they are in process. I've handed over some of the art to Jackie to start mocking stuff up for the other stuff that will be by order during Briarfest, and this is going to include the diversity logo is going to be available on a number of different things, and the herd nerd art that we've been previewing is going to be available on some things.
Yes.
Plus we'll have probably a standard set of just the Mares in Black, the normal Mares in Black stuff that we do.
Probably be like, I don't know, like 10 days, 2 weeks to order that, and then we'll order it and get it out. So probably it'll be going out like early August, something like
right.
that. Be my imagination.
Okay. On to NAMSA. They finally have announced the annual meeting.
Yes. So the cranking you heard us doing that this morning, invalid. It doesn't discount.
Yeah, like many things, as soon as we complain about it, we get the answer before the episode we complained about it gets out.
Yes, it's just how it is.
So, for some reason, used to be able to open their emails in another page, and now it doesn't let me do that. But it says the annual membership meeting will be held via Facebook live stream on Wednesday, July 8th at 8 p.m. Eastern. This meeting is open to everyone, member or not. You can reach our Facebook here, and it's a link, and it's going to be in our be in our resources, which I put up this morning. Aren't you proud of me?
I am so proud of you, Pumpkin.
Or by clicking on the Facebook icon at the top of this email message. So if you got the email, you can hit it that way.
Excellent. So if you want to do that, go ahead and do that.
We're going to skip Briar News because this show is Briar News. Stone is plugging their loyalty program. There's time running out on you getting into that and getting their really cool theme. You know, their precious stone theme this year. I'm not going to try and pronounce this name again.
Yeah, we already tried it and it was a terrible disaster. Can't. It's a pretty rock.
It's a very pretty rock. Do you know how to say it, Rachel? Because I have no idea.
I've tried and I don't even want to try again.
It's blue and it's pretty.
Yeah.
It's
pretty. Copper Fox has sent out their newsletter, and it is very exciting.
Yes. So we also had talked about the Paint a Fox contest at the last episode, and actually we got done recording that, and voting went up for that.
Voting was closed.
It was only like 24 hours.
Yeah. I was like, really?
Yeah, so the winner was Stacey Knight from Trillium Studios.
Yes, and she's a good friend of ours, and we're very happy for her because her little Foxy was so cute.
Beautiful.
It was like a twilight scene with the forest on it. It was like ombre. Well, we have a link to it, so you can go look at it. But no, congratulations to Stacey because it was really, really good job. And she's really tearing it up. She is, as an artist, she's turned the corner. She's so talented. Like, she does cosplay, and she does artwork. And
just it's nauseating.
Yeah, nauseating that
she's also a nice person.
She's a nice person and she's gorgeous. So.
Yeah, so there you go.
You know. Damn you, Stacey.
They also had a collection of micros in pewter.
Right?
Which I'm like, what? What? How?
Those look amazing, too. Those look great. I am sure Kelly Seeley Savage, or, you know, I'm sure she was the consultant on those because they look really well done. So it's the Copper Fox line in mini.
Micro to include
the Copper Fox Fox.
Yeah.
Oswin.
How
right?
tiny is he in micro scale?
I know. It's bananas.
It is bananas.
I can't.
I know. I can't either.
Look at the
I want all of them. The sport horse, Heather. The sport horse.
Mm. I know. I feel you.
It's insane. No word on what that's about. Like, that might just not be for us, but nothing.
Also, they have previewed the first plastic Winston. You can see his booty. He looks dapple gray. It looks like he's going to be really beautiful. So,
looking forward to that.
Yeah, so Copper Fox, really proud of you guys.
Yeah,
you guys,
they pulled it out of the ashes.
So
it appears.
And they didn't go about it like they reinvented the way they were doing things. And I think that's super smart. So,
Yay. Let's see. Leslie Kathman has released her equine tapestry color charts updated to current information. So these are really cool because if you've ever had the burning question, can my X breed be in Y color? Leslie probably has the answer for you.
Here's your sign.
Here's your sign. And she will, you know, help you find resources to prove this. She helped me find a Bayronne Percheron.
She helped me found a Buckskin Shire.
Nice. Yeah. So if you want to know if your X comes in Y, these are free. This is a free resource, people.
Yep.
Go take advantage.
Animal artistry, I just saw this in passing and I kind of shoved it in here. I don't have a link for this because it was just text. Donna was talking about the rubber nets and stuff they're going to have for Briarfest week and it stuck it out there that they're going to have a micro China.
Shut up.
I saw that. I saw that.
I did not see that.
How on earth do you even do a micro China? I don't know.
I have always had like a little cabinet like in my bedroom of like little tiny animals. You know, smaller than a sable mate scale.
So, I just don't. And I have stable mate size Hagen Rinnaker Chinas, but micro?
I have some that are pretty tiny.
I just don't know about the legs. You know, the pointy bits. So
that's always a problem.
Right, clearly. Like, so I'm really interested to see.
Actually, I have some on the wall right now. So there.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
I'm excited about that. I want to talk about these pieces by Francine Dare.
Both of these.
So these are interesting. I would normally put this in the show flow for new releases, but we don't have a new releases this time, and I wouldn't have anyway because these pieces are.
Rachel's dogs have opinions on this.
Who let the dogs out?
Oh, don't be.
It's okay. We've had cats meowing in this. You know,
yeah, we've had cats.
All part of the process.
Break in.
Just so you know, Rachel, if you're not talking and that happens, Josh will cut that. You won't hear it on the show. But that was like...
It was funny, though.
Mark.
these Francine Dare pieces are almost political art. Like,
yeah. Like, well, the one certainly is.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one is definitely.
So the first one is, what's the name of this mold?
22. Oh, the mold.
Rachel, what's the name of this mold?
I don't know.
Isn't it Spirit? Hang on.
No, that's not Spirit.
Hold on.
Isn't, I don't have it up. I don't know.
Hang on a second. Hang on. I don't have this one up. Why would anything take no time?
At any rate, this thing is covered with news headlines and cartoon, like, bang, zang, you know, pop. And she's decoupaged the horse in all of these headlines. And there's Black Lives Matter, stimulus, and coronavirus, and
the Australian brush fires.
The brush fires, and knights in white coats, and arrests, and it's so good. And there's a little teardrop. She's kind of half-toned the horse's face like a comic book. And there's a little teardrop coming out of the horse's eye, and the blaze is says 2020. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Yeah, it's powerful.
This is amazing. This is an amazing piece. This is fine art.
Yes.
Like, this is political art. You don't know what her actual statement is on all of this stuff, but to talk about how chaotic 2020 is, because that's mm-hmm. the name of the piece, is 2020.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. Her other piece is not quite as inflammatory, but it's still super interesting. It's another decoupage piece that is done in bay, and it's done entirely in clippings from a magazine.
The first
yes, was, like, all the shading and stuff. It's amazing.
No,
I'm sorry, Rachel. What?
The first model was ethereal.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to look it up. Sorry.
Ethereal. All right. Why can't I ever remember that?
This is not used that often.
Yeah, because it's not super popular.
Yeah. But anyway, this is, I mean, I love that our hobby, you know, clearly some of our artists work politically. Lynn Fraley has never been shy about saying her pieces all have meaning, mostly mm-hmm. political behind them. But I mean, I've never actually seen it turned into a statement piece, right?
Right. Like this overt.
Right. So this is really amazing. So great job, Brinton.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, the calendar.
Yes.
We're ready to talk about the calendar.
Yep.
So Aaron Corbett and Mackenzie Purdy have gotten together to put together a Google calendar with all of the Briarfest sales stuff. Some of which is already started. I didn't realize that Sue Bensima Young had stuff going on. Now I do.
So we'll have to go look at that.
But it's everything, all artists that... Right. Have, you know, opened up their stuff, when they open, how they run through. Here's the link to go look at it. It's insane.
So this is self-populated by the artists. Mm-hmm. So if you go through here, we have times that people put in here. Ann Field has already gone. So
yep. She was yesterday.
Metal Fish Art, Elisabetta Zarzeka, Wiggleworks Studios, Leah Etched Models, Aspenleaf Studios, Melanie Miller, Quantum Horse Ranch Studios, Nikki Button, Timber Trails, that's Kathy Wood, mm-hmm. Winter Glen Studios, which is Tammy Parmachuk, Morgan Kilbourne, Studio Thorn Rose, K&C Equine, which is Kristen Cermelli.
Yeah, that's everything I see.
Is that everything?
Yep.
Yeah, so
that's like Thursdays when everything
a lot is going on.
Some stuff starts Wednesday, but a lot of it starts up on Thursday.
Yeah, and some of it spans over the weekend. Some of it's one day events. Some people are releasing piece by piece, so mm-hmm. you'll just have to go to their web pages and check out what they're doing. We've got some additional people that have not put their stuff in the calendar for the most part, so we have links to their. Plus, I like their artist cards, so.
Yeah, Summer Prosser, I think her mules are going up for sale today.
Yeah. Yeah. Kay Lang, I think it's Katie Langford. We've got a link to her sales page. I'm waiting for it to resolve because I didn't open my link.
She's starting off with a Leopard Appaloosa G1 stock horse.
Yep, and he's cool, and that's going up today at 5 p.m. EST, so that's not far away. And it looks like she's going to be piecemealing her stuff.
It actually says Thursday.
Does it? Oh, yeah. You're right. Never mind. It's okay. She's got a little artist card, too, on her page, so she's her virtual gallery link is on there. And Thursday the 9th at 5 Eastern. Nice.
That baby's cute on that card.
I know. She's good.
And what else have we got here coming up? Oh, speaking of Nikki B.O.
Nikki!
Also Thursday. Load. There it is.
Also Thursday at 5 mm-hmm. Eastern, and she has previews of all her stuff up, and oh my god.
Yeah, and it's all first come, first serve. Yes.
It is. Andre so is not. Andre is auction.
Okay, Andre is offers. Mini Croy. Oh my god.
Look at that. Look at it. She's got a ton of micros. She's got some stablemates. She's got some medallions. She's got her calendar. And she's got a big piebald Andre for auction. So, yeah, she's got a nice selection.
She does.
Kristen Cermelli, who we just talked about. She has some cool stuff. She's got that Zephyr that has glow-in-the-dark paint on it.
Oh, that piece is cool.
Right?
Yeah.
And she also just finished an Elton, Jen's little Shetland trotting pony that she's going to offer. So I don't know what else she has. She doesn't look like she's put it up yet, but...
Yeah, well, I think she's going up on Thursday also.
Yeah. Darren Benarchek, DJB Studios. She put her card out on Instagram July 10th through the 12th.
Okay.
I think she's just going to...
So that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
She says her sale is also going live on the 9th. That's just the Briarfest page that she had videos
of. Oh, okay.
So,
oh, my God, Thursday's going to be a bloodbath.
I know. I'm kind of glad I'm broke because it's just pointless.
I know. I'm kind of like, oh god.
I can maybe buy one or two things depending on the expense, but
I probably should not.
Sarah Mink, she has been previewing her newsletter that went out yesterday. This is on her Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Oh god.
This is Dibley, her little rearing pony, Shetland stallion pony. That's July 10th at 6 to 7.
Pony. She's also got a Irish draft cubiquine. And she has another medallion that is just specifically for Briarfest.
Yep.
They're all limited.
Yep.
On top of it.
Yep.
Just to special add to editions. The insanity. Yeah.
So... Heather Bullock, Equine Confections, who is my favorite person in the whole world right now because she's been previewing her medallions and they're so delicious.
Oh, they're so beautiful.
I just want to eat them.
So, don't eat them. I know it's Equine Confection, but don't eat them.
Right. Her sale starts Thursday, July 9th at 5:30 Eastern.
Yeah.
26 medallions, first come, first serve, larger pieces available via offer. And that will be on her Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And the last two, I don't have event cards for, and I'm not sure what they're doing, but Amanda Brock and Minnie Berg, I'm sure, are doing something. So
yeah, they may surprise us. Just because of that's who they are, and they can get away with that.
Amanda's been showing her work of what she's going to have, her big giant medallions and stuff like that, but I wasn't able to find a card that specifically talked about when she's going. That may be in the Google Doc. I don't remember if we said Amanda or not, but...
No, I didn't see either one of them in the Google Doc.
Yeah, so... Mm. Who knows?
Perhaps they will hear this and say, oh, by the way, B-dubs.
Maybe I should advertise.
Actually, probably as soon as we are done recording this, they will drop that information on Facebook.
Because we complained about it.
Because we complained about it, and the gods are getting things rolling right now. Yep. That's how it is.
All right. We're going to take a break, and we will be right back with our Briarfest discussion with Rachel Alford.
The Mel Miller Equine Art Briarfest 2020 sales event has more goodies in store for you.
There will be a selection of painted medallions, customs, and resins from traditional to micro mini. A free Cookie Monster medallion blind bag with every purchase of $100 or more. There will be random colors and two lucky people will get a painted Cookie Monster. There will also be an array of pendants, greeting cards, and stickers. Previews of items are available on the Mel Miller Equine Art Facebook page. The shop will open on melmillerequineart.com at noon Pacific on July 9th.
The Mares in Black Podcast.
Okay, we are back with the point of this podcast today to talk about Briarfest. The first thing we're going to talk about is the schedule, and it won't take long because there isn't one right now.
Briarfest has not released the schedule yet.
I guess.
It's coming this week. They promised me it is coming this week.
All right, well, it's this week.
I hope sooner rather than later because we would like to do a little bit of prep.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Briarfest Live, which I'm a judge for, loading ended last night. Being Monday and Sunday, ended last night. We are in pre-judging right now, where we can go in and look at our albums, and then judging officially is Friday. So
nice.
That's where we're at with that.
And did I hear they're going to update class placings every hour? On Friday?
Maybe.
Like it's the actual show?
Might be.
That's bananas.
I know. They wanted to run like the show, so.
Right, that's crazy.
I think it'll be fun.
I think it will be, too. I'm like, Godspeed. I mean, like, I'm kind of like, glad I didn't enter, but I ain't judging.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you prejudge and have all your stuff ready, then.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to go easy.
One would hope. One would hope.
Breakables is over, I think, right?
I saw that last night, but I don't know the details.
I don't know the details on it.
It's just over?
I think. I saw the last post was about other medallions that they had for the classes, and that was all they've posted so far.
Really?
I saw them do the judge draw for, like, you know, the judges get the one-of-a-kinds. I saw them do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I did think I saw somewhere that it was that the show was over, but I haven't seen any results.
What tipped me off is I'm friends with Maggie Schneider Barkovitz, and I saw her talking about judging her classes.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume
that's what I saw.
They're done or they're in progress, but who knows?
Oh my God.
No, when we know.
Yep.
Terror.
Yeah. So hopefully that's ongoing or finished and they're going to post the winners or whatever, how they're doing it. I don't know. It's so weird this year. I can't.
Oh, speaking of shows, the kids show. So we're having our Zoom meeting where everybody's going to practice sharing their screens and crap in about 2 hours, which I've now practiced how to share my screen in prep for this. It's not hard. I just got to get my photos into the proper location on this computer. I think I also have to test some other stuff that I don't want to get into just yet. We also had to record a minute-long video that was basically like, here's who I am, and here's what we're doing, and blah. And the deadline for that was Friday, but we had nowhere to upload them, so we still don't know what's happening with that.
Do you still have nowhere to upload them?
No. I'm like, I can't email you a minute-long video.
No, it's too big.
Gmail will laugh at me. So, but I'm not the only person because everybody's like, hey, we have our videos. What do we do? I think what's happening is they're opening up the forums, which they want to encourage the kids to use that and kind of normally there's like an email group and a Facebook group where the kids are added to and the staff is there to answer questions and stuff. Cause there's always like, you know, what do I show my quarter horse in? Or, you know, can I do this and that and whatever. And you're there kind of like, so they're kind of getting to know you a little bit with that little bit of interaction. And obviously that's not happened because the kids show is not a competition this year. It's workshops. So I think that the plan is, I'm sorry, my landscaper's here. The plan here is to,
wow.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. It's Monday. kind of saying. The plan is everybody gets like a 25 or 30 minute slot, and the first 95 kids to show up to it get to sit and basically watch me run my mouth, and then we open up for questions at the end. I know Briar is planning on streaming some of the workshop-y stuff as part of, you know, part of the schedule, what you can just drop in and watch. I know mine is going to be one of those. I go off at 10:40. I encourage you all to check it out because I've been asked to put a lot of work into this that cannot be appreciated in a audio format.
Right.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. That's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun.
Hey, do you have any scoop, Rachel, about the kids show?
I have nothing other than it's going to happen. That's all. All the information I've got. I tried to talk to people about finding out information. It's like a high secret society, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Yeah.
So
there's things I haven't said, but
I kind of gave up about it. So I'm not gonna lie.
They're very into surprise, and I think it's because this is online that they really want to. You're not going to have drama of being live and going different places. Mm-hmm. So I guess they want to keep the surprises, you know, on the DL. So. Speaking of workshops, we were talking about we weren't sure how the workshops were gonna do, if they were gonna just be online, if they were gonna stream live, if there was a schedule.
I saw something about this morning.
I was told the workshops are going to be available all day long, a mix of pre-recorded and live. At certain times, they're gonna have special demos that will be live.
Nice.
And the workshops, though, they are pre-recorded and they're going to be online pretty much whenever you want to go do them. So they're available to all 3-day ticket holders. That includes the celebration tickets as well. You go buy the supplies, or some of them are informational only, and you can do them whenever you have the free time.
That's great. Nice.
I wonder if the stuff will be available after the weekend.
I have no idea about that.
It'd be nice.
Yeah, it would be nice if they just left them up. Yeah, there's only so much you can do on a 3-day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. What I was going to say is, we had just gotten a ping on Mares in Black from Danny Udris, who's one of the workshop holders, who basically said the same thing. So, like, mm-hmm. She pinged me while we were recording.
Nice.
But yeah, so that's great info, Rachel, because I had no idea. Like, I don't know how they're going to make this work. Without going through all the workshops, there are a lot of them. I feel like there are more than there would be.
Actually, same amount that's going to be that would have been at the
actual
event, because they did extend them at the actual event.
Yeah.
But there are different ones that would have been there. And I think these are actually really good for a lot of them are great for beginners.
Yeah.
So I was delighted to see them. I'm artistically challenged, and I'm going to attempt a few of them.
Nice. Yeah, I saw Briar put something out about the battle corns on Instagram.
That morning. Looks cool.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to try that one.
I mean, like, because we usually miss a lot of the workshops and things because we're always running around like idiots. So, I think I am going to take some time this year and just lock myself in my office all weekend.
Yeah, because... For me, and it's because I deal with the heat very poorly, I don't hit the park sometimes as a park person. Like, I'm at shows and stuff, working. I don't hit the park until Sunday.
Yeah, that's the day.
Like, that's the day I go and sweat to death and do the raffle and watch the demos and stuff like that. Sometimes I do the auction. Like, last year, I was so beat to crap. Everybody went to the auction. I went and took a nap.
We live streamed the auction for you anyway.
Yeah, it was great. Speaking of the auction and the raffles, let's get into it. So let's talk about the raffle. We talked about a little bit about last show. Rachel, what are your thoughts on how they're doing it this year?
Well, as I talked to Briar, the raffles are going to be limited to one per account. It's not per ticket. It's per account. So they're going to open up on Friday at 9:30 a.m., and everything is in Eastern Daylight Time. And you have until Saturday to enter for the Saturday raffle. And that ends at 4 p.m. on Saturday on Eastern Daylight Time. And you have until Sunday at 1 p.m. to enter for the Sunday raffle. You can enter for both of the raffles. The wording was a little bit off on that one, so I did.
We talked about that last time. We were like, we're not sure if that means one or both or what.
From what I was told, again, I was told that let them have some secrets. I do email
Fair.
Every Monday, and I'm sure those ladies have got to be thinking this is the craziest woman alive.
You're not.
Believe me, if you're
they know you're not.
I take questions all week long and weekend long, and on Monday I message them. And the topic of the raffles was the big thing. And when I talked to them about raffles, it was, from what I gathered, it was one per account, and you can enter for both Saturday and Sunday. And the Glossy Ballerino Castle raffle is just for adult 3-day ticket holders only. And from what I'm reading, that looks based on ticket, but I'm not certain. It could be based on account as well. They have not answered that question yet.
Interesting.
So
what do you think? What do you think about them doing it this way?
I actually think it's completely fair.
Because
yes, I agree.
Because I know personally I can't afford that many tickets. Mm-hmm. And I bought an adult and a child's ticket, and that would have only gave me two chances, where I know people have bought 20, I'm just randomly choosing a number. If they bought 20 adult tickets or 20 child's tickets or even 20 single day tickets, that's that many entries. And I think this is more fair than in actual real life.
Right.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think people were thinking that it wouldn't be based on accounts for sure.
Yeah.
I think they thought that you would just be able to buy virtual raffle tickets.
Well, yeah. That's the big thing. There's a big law they had to go against on that because
right.
Do online raffles, especially to pay for them. You would have to pay via PayPal or your credit card. And a lot of people would have been totally upset about that.
Mm-hmm. And it's also against PayPal policy. They,
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm sure legal was like, you cannot do it that way.
Yeah.
That's why they're giving them away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have seen lots of bitching about it. Obviously people want to be able to see the pot, and I get that. Right. I get that's how we normally do it. But I actually find the way that Briar's doing it this year super refreshing.
Yeah.
Love it. I absolutely love it this year.
I feel like I have an actual shot this year despite buying tickets in the past.
Well, I've done it both ways. I've done it I'm just going to spend $20. And there's one year where they had the Appaloosa of Allegro. I think I dropped $250 or $300 on raffle tickets. Yeah. But, and that's, man, people that see that, that's lightweight money. I've seen people
I've seen people drop
thousands
a grand.
Of dollars. Yeah. Yeah.
I knew somebody who their philosophy was I would spend raffle tickets what I would spend to buy the horse.
Yeah,
I heard that as well.
Auction. So that's another one we've only seen a preview of.
They are.
That's also a source of grumping.
Yes. They are via eBay this year. To me, it makes it incredibly fair because now everybody can participate. However, people are bitching and complaining because there are fees associated with eBay, of course. Mm-hmm. Especially if you are an out of US buyer, I think you do have to pay PayPal fees as well. And of course eBay takes taxes now, but I think this is another incredibly fair way that Briar has devised to still auction off those amazing models.
Plus you get a much bigger pool of people bidding on them.
That's what, that was my thing. The biggest complaint I've seen by people is that, it's open to everybody. This doesn't get me any exclusivity as an attendant, a ticket holder. And it's like,
I don't, you know what? I've never had the pockets. I probably still don't.
Yeah.
I love to go to watch the live auction because it's fun.
Yeah.
But it's going to be the same group of, people with the deep pockets that are going to get these horses. I don't think that's going to change.
And you can snipe.
It's going to change it all.
And you can snipe.
Sniping is going to be super fascinating on this.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I have bought one auction model, and it was a lot of fun, and I got it for a fairly reasonable price, especially for the prices as they are now. And then I immediately wanted to vomit right after, because spending that much money on a plastic horse is insane. But I think this is a great solution. Yeah, I don't, I do you know. Too. So it would have been fun if they could have done it streaming. But again, I'm sure that violates all sorts of gambling stuff.
Yeah.
Sure it does. So.
And eBay already exists.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And they already have an account because I think they were using it at one point too. Like I think Briar Model Horses has an eBay account. I seem to recall them.
I don't know, but I'm going to find
auctioning
out.
Stuff.
I don't know if I've ever seen them have.
Or maybe that was NAMSA. I don't know.
NAMSA has for one. Sure has yeah. one.
Let's go find out.
Anyway.
Yeah, Rachel's going to let me Google that for you, Rachel says.
Just check their feedback on eBay. Zero.
Let's check that feedback. Let's see how it goes.
The event models.
Oh, the event models are absolutely
the event models
this year.
Say that again?
Hmm?
Say that again? I didn't hear you.
I think they're absolutely beautiful this year.
Oh, my God, yes. That's why I have 4 tickets.
I've only got 2. But Ballyhoo Castle himself is... I think it's incredible. They couldn't have chosen a better mold to represent this horse. And for such a simple color, it is absolutely dynamic. Mm-hmm. And
I totally agree with that.
The glossy one. Yeah. Oh, my Lord. Yes. So pretty.
Yes, they are absolutely gorgeous. Now, the single day models, I think those are amazing as well. Like, I don't know. I mean, they represent all of the Celtic stuff so perfectly well, especially bringing in the Croy.
Died.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Died.
Yep.
I died.
God. And what was so good about that is when the Croy popped out, and everybody went bananas because it was like
sold out their 1 day tickets.
The shrinking is happening, right? Like before the 70th grab bags came, the mystery horses, like it was like, oh, here we go.
Pandemonium.
This is the first time they sold out of the 4 packs within less than 24 hours.
Yeah, I know, because I got one.
Well, I do. I've learned to jump on something I want immediately.
That's the thing about when this went virtual, man. Everything sold out so much faster.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah.
Well, tickets stopped being on for sale. 3-day tickets went off sale in May, actually, early May.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Way early.
They ran out. They ran out. You
turn off all ticket sales on June 29th. So that means they officially ran out of models.
Yep.
Yeah.
And how awesome is that?
The thing that makes me a little paranoid is I'm like, okay, what does this mean for the live event, right?
Right.
I mean, I know they're still going to have it, but is it going to, will it go back to being the same as it used to be? Or are they going to have an online component because they know that is going to be super viable after this experience?
A lot of people are asking for it. I've seen it on Road to Briarfest a lot. A lot of people are asking if this is going to be a thing that's going to be offered from now on.
Well, the past couple of years, they have had online stuff for people who weren't able to go.
Well, on Road to Briarfest, we also offer a virtual experience. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I do that. I sit there with, I do lives a lot. I do videos as much as I can. I have a lot of people that help me with that as well. Because I obviously can't be in more than one place at a time. I wish I could, trust me.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
Briarfest has gotten so packed. It's just
there's so much to do. So
right.
People
overstimulating. Mm. So special run models,
special
all amazing
are awesome this year.
Amazing.
They could not have picked any better models, especially with the addition of Oak. Who doesn't love that new model? He is spectacular.
He's beautiful.
And all of the colorways are. They are phenomenal this year. I can't wait to see them in person, especially, you know, I honestly want to see Thorn in person.
Mm-hmm.
Half matte and half glossy on a vintage model with a new paint job. How awesome is that going to be?
I have such a soft spot for the Tricaner on top of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, God.
I love him.
Yeah.
Even he's plug ugly, but I love him.
All right.
Like a Tricaner.
He's absolutely adorable, but... And then Epona, I mean, Epona's beautiful. Who doesn't, but they did do a lot of Pintos and Appies this year.
What is that noise? Is somebody chanting? It sounds like Buddhist chanting.
I thought I was hearing a microwave.
A microwave.
Okay.
All I heard was,
Buddhist chanting. It's a microwave, babe.
I don't know.
It's just been a good show. We've had leaf blowers, we've had a microwave,
barking dogs.
I guess I could go out to the barn and get my horse involved. I mean,
do you have chickens? We can have a chicken. Well,
I'm rid of our chickens, actually. We did.
She's doing the reverse. The reverse midlife crisis. All right, back to SRs.
Back to special runs.
So the special runs this year are going to work exactly like they do in person.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's all done randomly. Now, when I asked again, I was told to let them have some secrets. But it's basically...
Oh, I hate that!
But you know, I hate it. It's coming.
I love it, but I hate it.
However... there's no names involved, so nobody's gonna be like at the place. They're not gonna be like, oh, I know that one, so they're getting these, these models.
Yeah.
Then by your order number. So, and then okay. It's still gonna be a random number generator that pulls whoever's the first ticket, and it's still gonna go like that. And it's whatever's that's available amazing. For your ticket is what you're gonna get.
Yeah, and it's based also on partially on what order list you gave.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But like I've been telling people, that preference list is to show Briar what you're thinking about. Because there was a misconception going around that it was about inventory. And
Yeah. Because I'm sure it's the same group of models available at this time slot, and it resets the next hour.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
But there, it's going to work the same. Prices were released early just so people could plan their trips, I guess. Once they're sent to you, you can't change them, though. You can buy them, or you don't have to, but they're in your cart for up to 24 hours.
Yeah. Oh, that's it?
That's it.
All right. That's it. Because then the leftovers, I'm sure they'll recycle somehow, like every year.
That was another secret. Someone who runs Road to Briarfest. I have a lot of secrets, apparently.
Yes, you do. That's why you're on here.
Yes, you have. That's why you're here.
But sometimes Briar.
That's why your hair's so big. It's full of secrets.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so
the store models, because I'm curious about how the store is going to work, because that's probably going to be where I'm stressing the most this week.
And do you know if there's an end pod component to it?
I know all of
this. Oh my gosh. Please, tell us.
This I do know all of the secrets about, except for what exactly will be available.
Okay.
Let's talk about the end pod first.
Okay.
They're not referring to it as the end pod. They're referring to it as the curated warehouse grab bag. And this
curated warehouse grab bag
is available to all adult 3-day ticket holders only. But
tickets, not accounts.
It is limited to accounts only.
Okay.
If you have
that's important.
Tickets, you still can only buy one. We have one.
Oh my god! I've never wanted to do this before. Now I do.
Now, several different price points.
Oh, no.
I saw where they're starting at, I think, $25 and going all the way up to, I was showed $250 and said, and more. Now, in these grab bags, this is what I was told is the surprise. I'm not allowed to know what is in there.
Oh my god!
It will be worth the money, is what I was told. It can be anywhere
from
1 to 2, 3, 4 models. That's the secret, but it will be worth the money that you paid, if not more.
I want to do this.
So that is what I was told about that.
Holy crap.
On Friday.
I'm not going to bed on Thursday night.
It won't be until about 9:30 a.m. when the store opens. It will be a link that I think it will be in the store or a link or something. They haven't told me yet. I saw a mock-up once of what it will look like. So I'm still working off of that. But it will be
You got some ins, girl.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, you are
deeper than we are.
This was a good idea getting you on this show.
When I tell you, I message Briar every week. I do.
Did you tell them you were coming on our show?
No.
Well, they're going to find out.
Well, this is all information that's been released on Road to Briarfest anyway.
Oh, sure. But Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good. Well, technically, I don't work for them. I've never worked for Briar. I am just a fan-based person that I run a group. I run everything on the internet, but it's all fan-based.
That's right.
I just pester them a lot.
we don't pester them, but every once in a while, I'll get a message from the mothership, and they'll be like, you know. And I'm like, thanks.
Monsters?
But yeah, I don't have any of this stuff because I don't ask. Because we're not, yeah, your that's whole not our purpose focus. Is to talk about Briarfest. Yeah. So I get it. Like, you're their fan mouthpiece. So they'll give you the scoop.
Oh, yeah.
So how are the store exclusive models going to work?
The store exclusive models are actually going to be probably more simple than people realize.
Oh, good.
So there are three of the store specials per se that you've got the portrait models. And then there are five of the Fling pop-up shop model. Well, four models in one set. So you can buy one of each of those eight things per trip through the store. And how many trips is how many tickets you have. So if you have one single
Brilliant. Ticket
for Saturday, you can buy all eight of those models released on Saturday, one trip to the store.
Okay.
If you have an adult 3-day ticket, child's 3-day ticket, or celebration 3-day ticket, you can go buy all eight of those, however many tickets you have. You can buy all eight of those for however many tickets you have. So if you have five tickets in all, you can buy all eight of those five different times that day.
Wow.
That's actually pretty smart.
Yeah.
That is really smart. Yeah. Super smart.
It's incredibly amazing. And it was hard to understand at first. But again, this is something I pestered Briar with constantly. Not going to lie.
Right.
But it is per however many tickets you have. So like I've got 2 3-day tickets and I bought the 4-pack of Stablemates. So that's 3 extra tickets. So I can do 5 trips through the store on one day.
Okay. Nice. All right, so I've got a 4-pack of 1-day tickets.
Okay.
I have 3 3-day tickets that I accidentally bought on an account I didn't mean to create. And I have 1 ticket as a volunteer.
You can buy all 8 for each one of those tickets, however many days you want to buy them for.
That's a lot of power.
That's
a lot of power.
I
should get what I want.
Well, yeah, you should. In theory, they say it is going to restock not at a certain time. It is going to restock different times of the day to allow for all of the time zones.
That is actually like the real store experience, too.
It's going to be closer to the real store than people are, I guess, envisioning. A lot of people are overthinking it. However, these models are not going to stay in your cart. If you see them and they're still in stock, your best
grab buy them and go.
Minute.
Okay.
Do you have any insight on cart sniping? If it's in your cart, is it safe?
I have no idea. They
may not know.
Even address that at all.
Okay, because the reason I ask is I remember when Sarah used to put stuff up on Etsy and Zazzle. And stuff could get, if somebody else wanted it and checked out, it would get pulled out of your cart.
Yeah.
That's why I stopped buying stuff on Etsy from her.
Now, sniping has happened in the past on this new website, so it might very well happen.
Okay.
But I can't tell you one way or the other because I don't know yet.
Okay.
I would think if they've moved the platform to Spotify or Shopify, not Spotify. Well, that would be
interesting.
Shopify, I think, guards your cart. But it has a timeout.
It did, but I did purchase something from another website on Shopify, and it got sniped.
Oh!
Within a second. Like, I was
my
paying information, and gone.
It disappeared.
Yeah. So there is that. It is going to restock, so don't worry about that. Your special runs are not going to count as a trip through the store. Because
they're not
separate. Just like in real, just like at the real event, it is nowhere near that store. Now the Briar specials, the store specials, and the Fling pop-up shops are going to be in the same location this year.
Okay.
Because the work on like the links, I guess, I don't know, but they've put it both in the same store. And the regular run items that are always available on their website are going to be available during Briarfest, and they do qualify for the specialized shipping as well.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be so excited when the boxes of crap stop showing up at my house.
Well, you could have anywhere from 1 to 20 boxes. You never know, because they're going to
show up with
just... I live 15 minutes from Parsippany.
Oh, gosh.
Is that where the warehouse is?
Yep.
Well,
I think by the day they all show up, I'm just going to set up a Facebook Live and be like, come and watch. Yeah.
We should do that. We should wait till all our crap comes. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah.
That's what I'm going to do on Red.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Stuff comes in. I'm going to go live.
Of course, my crap will come 2 weeks after your crap, because Colorado is the last state besides Alaska to get anything from Briar.
It's pretty last sometimes, too.
Yeah, so I know the West Coast is already bumming.
Yeah.
The West Coast gets stuff before I do.
Yeah.
Really?
The West Coast gets stuff before me.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Okay, one-day models, we talked about those a little bit. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other information on that, Rachel?
On what, the models?
The one-day.
Other than they're going to be absolutely beautiful, three of them are glossy, and one of them is matte. The Little Croix pony is matte. I think that's Aran. I think that's how you say the name.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Jersey and Sky and Orkney. Now, two of them are the new sculpts. Sky is the Cantrine Morgan, I believe. I have to check that again. And then the Croix, obviously. And then
I think the Croix is pronounced Aaron, but don't quote me on that.
See, I don't know. I looked it up and I can't find anything about it. I usually go to all these websites to pronounce these names because...
Oh, I do too. I listen. I go and find them where the native speaker actually says it so I can hear him say it.
Try to do, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I really like the single days, and apparently they were very popular to sell out within less than 24 hours. So for the four...
Oh, well, they released them and I just screamed.
Awfully, like, bye.
Yeah. Smash that button.
Like, I love stuff like that sometimes when you know there's no questioning, there's no pondering, it's just like, bye.
Yeah.
Yes. Want.
Something like that.
This is a decision purely made by my id.
Right. All right, let's get into it. Predictions for the surprise horse.
Ooh.
I'm still holding out for Croy.
I don't think it's going to be Croy. It's too obvious.
I want Bouncer.
You want Bouncer, huh?
Bouncer wouldn't be a bad choice either.
No.
I would love for... I don't think it will be, but her time is coming. I would love for it to be Giselle.
Shut up.
That would be amazing.
And like, because she's Giselle. Due, right, Rachel? When you think about it, she's due. Yeah, she's the right era. She's never been one.
Yeah.
Oh, let me float an idea at you.
Okay.
Giselle and Gillen.
I don't. That would be cool. I don't think they'll go that way.
I don't think they'll do a set. It's only $85. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good point.
True.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
$85, though, that puts it in a good big horse.
Well, it puts it in a bit.
That could still be a Bouncer.
I don't think Bouncer would be 85.
I'd pay it.
It's the surprise part that's 85. Because it's going to come in a bunch of colors. It's going to come in finish. It's going to come in matte and gloss. Yeah. The gamble is the 85.
You know, Kat McDermott is devious as hell. So.
True.
It was going to be something that would
It's performance friendly.
We sought after.
Okay, if it's performance happy, it's not Bouncer.
Well, no.
And it won't be Croy either.
Giselle, though. That looks good for Giselle.
I didn't hear anything about performance, though.
I thought you just said something.
You said it would be highly sought after.
Highly sought after.
Yeah.
Well, then it could still be Bouncer.
Mm-hmm.
Bitches.
This year's hard.
But yeah.
It's hard every year.
And it's never the obvious. Like, everybody's like, it's Croy. And I'm like, and because everybody's saying it's Croy, it's not.
Exactly.
What if it's the running mare? I'd also die.
I don't think they'll do it on a 60s mold.
Oh, I don't think they will either. But if they ever do, I'll die. I'm just stating that. Also, Briar, if you're listening, and I know you probably are, put that running mare in a stablemate size. I will buy that in 75,000 colors immediately.
Well, I know Kat listens to the show for sure. So
Kat, but... mini running mare.
Oh, I want a mini bouncer.
Mini running mare.
I want a mini Vallegro, but I don't know if we'll ever get it because of the base.
No, oh yeah, and plus you have a stablemate Vallegro.
I have a stablemate Vallegro.
I
can't.
I know
that too.
That's true. I forgot about Jen Scott's little
Vallegro,
who I love, and I wish he hadn't been mangled so badly in the transfer process.
Feet. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And his ears.
Yeah, his ears too. Oh my God. What an age. What a time to be alive as a model horse collector, people of Earth. Oh my God.
So I forgot to put this in on the outline. Let's hit up on the custom contest real quick because there's not much to say. They have not told anybody anything. They fudged up on the dates that usually is July 1st and they went July 1st.
And they've said that in the past though too. That's never been a hard deadline. It's always been on or about.
They are way past the deadline.
Oh, they're way past. I agree, but it's never been a hard deadline.
I assumed we would have that to talk about during this show.
It's this afternoon. That's when they were.
It'll drop this afternoon. It's Monday.
It's Monday. Things are probably coming.
Yeah. Things might be happening right now. We don't know.
We've seen a lot of the diorama contest entries too that have been astonishingly good.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the online experience and events. We know that there's a host, right, Rachel?
Yes, we have a host. I don't have her name with me on hand, but if you give me like 2 seconds, I can find it.
Yeah, we talked. I believe it's Kimber Goodwin.
That's
it.
Yeah.
She's a professional like MC and announcer and stuff like that.
So there's going to be a host. It's going to be a mix of again live and pre-recorded events. We're just not entirely certain. We're going to see some performances by the guest horses. There's going to be... I saw Patrick the Miniature Horse filming.
Repeat
the Beat filming.
Nice.
These were put on different places on the internet, so I'm not sure where we're going to see them, but I do know the adult
pay
ticket holders are actually going to have more access to what to see than all of the other 3-day... all the other ticket holders, including the other 3-day ticket holders.
Huh, interesting.
Interesting.
Now, at one point, they did say that the knights were going to be at Briarfest. However, I've not seen anything, the Knights of Valor.
We know who they are.
Oh, we know who they are,
I haven't
seen we've stalked them.
After that, though. So,
yeah.
I'm not entirely certain. Now, they are going to have Temple Lipinzons show up.
Yes.
Well, record and... That looks amazing. From what I have snooped around online about them, they are spectacular.
Fantastic.
The Sweet Zerbini and the Celebration of Horses event is going to be pre-recorded and live. It's going to make sure of both. It's going to be available to all 3-day ticket holders, it looks like.
Nice.
So it's going to be a lot of stuff. There's going to be... And then it's not going to technically end at night. Everything... is going to end live, but there's going to be pre-recorded stuff from the day all night long for the zones.
So we're not sleeping. That's
no. It's Briarfest.
Anyway. Yeah,
it's Briarfest. We're not sleeping anyway.
Do you have any sense of if they're going to have one channel going, or if they're going to have several different access points?
As per what I was told, Briarfest is going to be operating on all of their social medias. So
that
includes their website, Instagram, YouTube, and I'm not sure even what else they're on.
Insta. They're Insta. Oh, you said Insta. Insta, Facebook, mm-hmm. YouTube,
there's
and their web.
Else, and I'm missing it, I think. But I'm not sure.
Right. I don't know. That's where I... They do have a Twitter, but it's announcement only, I think.
They're going to do anything on Twitter. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Who does
do
anything on Twitter?
Do they have a TikTok?
No.
Briar should have a TikTok. That's fun.
And so it will be shared on TikTok.
Nice.
I'm not going to give that up. That's amazing. I need that. I actually have a lot of followers on that platform as well.
There are a ton of horse girls on TikTok, let me tell you.
Those people are crazy too.
Yeah.
I love TikTok with the darkness and everything right now. If I need to get out of a kind of low point, I just turn on TikTok and watch it for like 30 minutes. And by the end of it, I'm just crying laughing.
Oh, only 30 minutes?
So I've had to modify my behavior because I was a TikTok junkie. I would lay in bed all night and watch TikToks, and it would be 4 in the morning. I'd be like, I have to put this demon box down, right?
Well, because I work with so many time zones, I don't go to bed until about 1, 2 o'clock my time. So, because I'm answering so many different time zones. So, while I'm waiting for questions, TikTok becomes my best friend.
Nice.
That and YouTube. I've gotten into food vlogs, too.
Into nice. What?
Food vlogs. Like, people eating.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I can't.
I'm obsessed.
There are just some meetings I have to say, I can't do this because I have an addictive personality. So, I do something else instead.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Instead. Yeah.
But
all right.
It's going to be across all their different platforms. And Road to Briarfest is, of course, going to share all the links that we find, screenshots if we have to. It's probably going to be only me. My other admins are going to want to buy things. And I probably.
Cindy Evans is an admin of yours, right?
Do what?
Cindy Evans?
Cindy Evans is.
Tell her to get her butt on the camera and do some stuff.
I don't think Cindy'd do that, though.
I don't know.
All right, let's bring this one home.
Yeah.
Closing thoughts. Our guest goes first.
Yes.
I don't know. I expect it to be an amazing Briarfest. This is the first time there are a lot of people that are going to be able to participate due to, you know, they can't travel the distances or something.
It's not cheap.
No,
it's not cheap at all. In fact, one of our biggest rules on Road to Briarfest is we cannot tell you how much to bring because we cannot. I've done Briarfest on $25 and I've done it on $1,600. And just to test. And so my biggest rule is I tell people I can't tell you what to spend.
Right.
Yeah, totally personal.
But I expect it to be a very large event. I expect it to be probably record-breaking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I believe that.
And I don't know about you guys, but I am excited to see what they have planned for us.
I am, too. I would love to be a fly on the wall to hear them go to once they decided to cancel.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that happened way more before they actually announced. But I would have loved to have been in whatever conference room when they're breaking how they're going to do this.
Exactly.
And who was involved. I would love to know who actually was, you know, if it was Stephanie and Jamie and Kat and Heather and, you know.
Yeah.
Just all sitting around going, okay, how are we going to, you know, how are we going to eat this elephant, right?
Yeah. Truth.
I hope that it is, for the staff, I hope that it has given them some sense of satisfaction that this is turning out and it will be pretty successful. Because when they had to announce, I have never seen anyone look so brokenhearted as Stephanie Maseko when she had to tell people they were canceling.
Like, she's it tough,
broke
man.
My heart. And she is tough. She is. She doesn't look it. She will throw hands at you.
Oh, yeah. She'll eat you for breakfast and not think twice.
So the magnitude of the disappointment was palpable. Like, you would think part of them would be relieved they didn't have to go through all that, but clearly that was not the case.
Well, there was a lot of hatred thrown their way, actually, when they on Road to Briarfest alone. I had to literally close comments down for the entire group because there was
that's awful.
Need to give in, they should have still had it. Or they already purchased their tickets. We are demanding refunds. Just send us the models. Stuff like that. And
the entitlement in this hobby, I mean, every time I think I've seen it all, I haven't.
Yeah, my attitude is, so they didn't want to have a giant 25 to 30,000 person event in the heat where people are packed together like sardines.
Yeah.
Because they don't want you to all get COVID and die.
Exactly.
I mean, we get sick after Briarfest kind of routinely.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, well, we're idiots.
I just get the con crud.
Yeah, it's just the sniffles and stuff like that. It's not anything debilitating, but, you know.
Well, this is how it works with me. I go to a high-stress event or have something going on that it takes time and takes run-up.
Oh,
And I'm going. And once it's over and I kind of calm down, my immune system goes,
we're done.
You need to lay down for about a week. How's that? So, yeah. But yeah, I expect there to be glitches. I expect it to not be perfect, but I also expect it to be a ton of fun. And really, they sound like they have gone out of their way to make this as close and as enjoyable as possible. And, you know, there's lots of surprises coming, which I'm super excited about because I love watching this hobby's mind get collectively blown, right?
Yes.
So I'm excited. I just miss my friends, right? Exactly. I miss seeing my friends.
I mean, the stuff I'm going to miss is the random stuff that happens. Like, this is going to be the Briarfest without stories.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's the part I'm going to miss.
Yep.
Yeah.
The time we are living in is unprecedented for a lot of reasons. You know, so. Anybody have anything else before we close the show? Rachel?
No, I think I'm good, other than we have a Road to Briarfest meet and greet online.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah, plug Road to Briarfest, girl. Go for it.
That's going to be Thursday on July 9th, about 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. If you're a member of Road to Briarfest, you will get the link shared on the group, where you can message me to get an invite. I think I made it public, but I'm not entirely certain. I still got to go over and check all the stuff from that. Other than that, Road to Briarfest will absolutely have all of your answers, everybody's answers, except what I was told to keep their secrets.
So where are you? Tell us about all your accounts and what's your handle.
We have the Facebook account, which is under Road to Briarfest. There's a page and a group, and a sale and trade group as well. Currently, if you answer all of the questions on the main group, you are automatically approved to enter. I have that set up with Facebook, so nobody has to wait right now. You just have to answer the questions. On our Facebook page, we are sharing all of the artisan gallery stuff, so you know where to go and who to buy from.
Excellent.
Stuff like that. We have the Instagram, which is updated pretty much daily. Some days I forget, I won't lie. We have a which is...
Is that also Road to Briarfest?
Oh, everything is under Road to Briarfest.
So it's all Road to Briarfest.
All
okay.
Road to Briarfest. So we have... our blog is roadtobriarfest.blogspot.com. We have our TikTok account, which is under Road to Briarfest. And our YouTube channel. Our YouTube channel is Road to Briarfest. And it has all of the videos up until... I think I did the recaps, and that was all I've done on that so far. I haven't done anything new, and it's going to start changing over to where we're going to start doing model horse vlogging as well.
Mm. Nice. And you stood up Discord, right? You've got a Discord.
Oh, yeah, and I have a Discord. I will share that link on your guys' page as soon as I get home and get that.
Awesome.
Nice.
So, yeah.
All right.
Everything is set up. This is the first year we have been completely set up on all platforms.
Oh, awesome.
So, I live with my phone stuck to my hip, I won't lie.
Don't we all?
Yeah, it's
the first thing I see in the morning and the last thing I see at night is my phone.
Exactly.
All right, so we're going to close the show. We're not going to do the usual plugs. We are always looking for mentors, mentees. The next show is going to be our wrap up. Pay attention to our social media because we're going to do some things during Briarfest, and we're not really sure what they are yet, but
yeah,
we do know we're going to live.
We're going to talk about that.
We do know we're going to live stream, Sunday night
for sure.
Yeah. So, you got anything else, Jax?
Road to Briarfest will be going live on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
And I will try to include as much as I see on the page, so
you know, nice.
On Briar's website, so people can see it, where
perfect.
They can go, where they can see. And I will be talking about, because I have a Friday time slot, so I'm going to be completely going over the special runs and how they worked on Friday. And I'm going to try and purchase store models on Friday so I can tell people what to expect, how it's going to happen.
Cool.
Sweet.
So.
Jackie?
All right. I got nothing else.
All right, we're going to get out of here. Thank you so much for joining us, Rachel. You have been a great guest, and you've brought a lot to the table. I know a lot of people are going to get... Yeah, this is great.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, no worries. We'll have you back. 100%. Okay, we're done, guys. We will see you all this week on and offline. We will get no sleep. We will spend too much money. And we will all go stand outside and sweat to death for an hour.
Just, you know, for solidarity.
Just to get the
whole
experience down.
Well, maybe I should drive down to the park and wait in line for you guys.
You should. Just stand out in front, look like you're going to be miserable and going to die.
Stand out in old sneakers and a tank top.
Yeah, yes.
You know, and bitch about what number you drew.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
The Mares in Black want to thank Mel Miller and Mel Miller Equine Art for sponsoring this episode. Please join them for their Briarfest Artisan Gallery sales event. The shop will open on melmillerequineart.com at noon Pacific on July 9th. For more information, Mel Miller Equine Art on Facebook or Instagram.
The Mares in Black Podcast, created and hosted by Heather Malone and Jackie Rossi. Written by Heather Malone. Produced by Heather Malone, Jackie Rossi, and Joshua Wessner. Edited by Joshua Wessner. Engineered at Two Ton Studios. Fulfillment Enforcer, Jackie Rossi.